Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Create Your Excellent Life, we're going to be talking about taking the plunge and doing it anyway. One is always told how short life is. And truly, it is. I'm 52 years old now, and I have no idea where most of those years went. Really, they went by so quick. But the one thing that I can honestly say is that although I've had my hard times, I've also had some wonderful times. And part of having those wonderful times was being willing to do those things that I felt were really important to me. So I'm going to go ahead and talk to you about some of the things that I did in my life that have really enriched my world in so many ways. First, it's taken me a very long time to find my calling in life. 23 years after graduating college, to be exact, at the age of 40, is when I found the world of hypnosis and the wonderful way that it helps people to become aligned with themselves and what it is that they want out of their lives, to create what they want, while letting go of what isn't serving them. My calling has brought me all the way around the world, a few times for trainings, and a few times to bring my work to the third world, over in Africa specifically. And let me tell you, both of those trips, I was more than happy to take them, but a couple of nights before I was to take both of those trips, one to Nairobi to work with a family in their home and to teach some psych students about how to integrate hypnosis into their practices, and the other in Uganda, working with a client of mine who was creating a useful pain control technique that was non-pharmaceutical, I had to ask myself, what am I doing here? Am I crazy or what? It was pretty nerve-wracking, actually. The first, because I was going to a family's home, I had only known the son that I was working with and the father for a couple of days at a training that we had done in internet marketing here in the States, when I had agreed to go over to Nairobi to work with the family. I didn't know the mother, and I didn't know their other son. As it turned out, it was a wonderful trip. I learned so much. I got to see so much of their area, some of the country where the father and mother had come from, my client. And in Uganda, I got to meet some of the sweetest, most gracious people you could ever want to meet. What is that worth to a person, to be willing to just jump in and do something when an opportunity comes along like that? A lot of people might have said no, or they might have thought that it was kind of crazy. But for me, it was the love of the adventure, and these are the times that I think back of now of doing some pretty amazing work. Work that generally a hypnotist isn't normally called to do, I gather, working inside someone's household in a family situation like I did, or helping someone create a non-pharmaceutical pain control product that's easy, inexpensive, and works for those who can't afford anesthetics. Also, when I had decided to go do my trainer's training in 2007 in hypnosis and NLP, that was one of the hardest things that I ever had to gear myself up for. Because the way that my trainers do these tests, you're not allowed to have any notes. You're not allowed to even have anything near you that has anything to do with content that might be required on the test. And things had to be done in the exact way and manner that the trainers wanted these things to be accomplished, or you were not going to pass. Me, with my horrible short-term memory, incapacity to write legibly, it became quite a trauma-evoking procedure. I was less worried about doing the actual demonstrations that we needed to do to demonstrate that we knew how to teach the processes, techniques of NLP. Although maybe I would have been better off if I was a little more concerned about how I did those. Nonetheless, magically, I made it through that terrorizing, very hard 3 weeks of training and passed the test. Well, honestly, I don't know if I passed the test because neither myself nor the trainers could read the test, but they knew that I knew how to teach because I had done so at their convention the previous February. So I guess they gave me the benefit of the doubt or something. Whatever. It's just one of those ironic kind of things, and it just demonstrates that if you have the guts to do what you need to do, putting your whole heart into something, you can make miracles happen as well. One of the other things that I always wanted to do was I wanted to write books. It didn't really matter to me what the subject of the books were. I just knew that I had it in me, and I didn't have any idea on how to go about doing this. But I went ahead and studied some people who had done it, and then I just started writing. And lo and behold, 4 books are written. So whatever it is that you're looking at in your life, take hold of it. Do it. Find people who can help you do it if you need help doing things. But most of all, be open to those opportunities that find their ways into your life. Because I'm going to tell you, when the hard times come, and you know I'm going through some right now, a broken ankle and situation with work and whatever, there are some challenges out there that I'm beholding right now. I can always look back and be happy with the choices I made to go forward and do those things that truly lit my heart while I was also helping people at the same time, while never losing touch with who I am, what I stand for, and what truly matters to me, regardless of anything that might get in the way to tell me that other things need to happen as well. One needs to live what's in their heart. One needs to live their values. One needs to be transparent. And one needs to love and be loved by others. And the best way that you can accomplish this is by taking care of yourself and doing what you need to do for yourself so you can be happy and fulfilled and bring that out into the world, to the people who are in your world, who love you back. Along with some admiration and feeling inspired because you took those chances to do those things that lived at the essence of who you are. Remember, this is what our world needs more of today. We need people who are willing to go out there and change the world by living their dreams. Dreams that can help other people transform their worlds so they're living their dreams. And with that, we have a much happier world in which to live. Seems like a win-win to me. How about you?
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.